Giannis with a great start there, jumping out of position four, leads them into turn one, now under pressure as they head up around the top of the circuit. And in fact, Giannis is passed there. So your new race leader heads across the line, the 70. The pole sitter in Josh Fife. Fife leading the way from Harness. Kravoski's in the 11. Bennett, Shibutari, Longmore, Ward, Chancellor, Johnson, Cozzy and Jackson, the running order after the first completed lap in this 15-lap pre-final for the Junior National Light. Fife extends his lead as Harness and Kravoski go to battle now through the S's. Kravoski very smooth through that part of the track. He's got Sean Shibutari closing in on him, so he wants to get past Harness as quickly as possible, but Harness is fast enough to maintain that second position for the moment. Kravoski tries to make a move coming off the top turn down the pit straight, and Shibutari is right on his back bumper now. So, across the line, three laps completed, 12 laps remain here. As Josh Fife is checking out at the front of the field. Fife out to a 1.4 second lead already. So Fife in the Tony Kart, leading the way. Great start. Fife, Harness, Kravoski. No, Kravoski's dropped back now. So Shibutari up the inside of Harness for second place. So Sean Shibutari, the 33 card, is up to second, but slow out of the S's. And Harness thinks she'll have a move back here. They're side by side. Kravoski going with Harness now, and it could even be Longmore. Cameron Longmore, the driver from Wollongong. In fact, Cameron Longmore, the driver from Wagga, also trying to get through when that gap was opened up. But the 36 cart. Oh, and Sean Shibutari off the circuit. They tried to go three wide on the outside of the track that time. And Shibutari will be starting from the back of the... from the back of the grid in the final later on today. More battling up ahead as it's Kravoski now trying to make the move, and I think Kravoski has made the move on Harness. So has Longmore, and Longmore in the River Turf cart is now up to second position. So Longmore into second. Kravoski still sitting back there in third place. The 18 cart off the circuit, and a bit agricultural there was Callum Jackson, but manages to keep it running. Now we've got the 11 card of Kravoski getting a black and white diagonal flag here as the battle for second continues, and Kravoski makes the move on Longmore, but Longmore, around the top turns, has made the switch back. So Longmore, Kravoski's dropped back to fourth as Harness is still there in third. Kravoski signals that he's seen the flag and will report to the stewards at the end of the race. So Johnson now into the back of Kravoski. Ryan Johnson from Grenfell in the Esprit. As Kravoski again looks to the inside of Harness, and Johnson goes through as well. Oh, running up over the back of Harness was Cameron Ward in that 56 cart. So Cameron Ward just got wheel-to-wheel contact there. And Harness now shuffled down the pack. So Harness's cart starting to fall away here with seven laps left to run. Your race leader is Josh Fife in the 70 card, out to a 5.5 second lead at the front of the field. Cameron Longmore now has got Ryan Johnson in the 9 card trying to close him down, with Luca Kravoski in the 11, Taylor Harness in the 48, Cameron Ward in the 56, Chloe Cozzi in the 7, Chancellor's in the 21, Jackson's in the 18, and then it's Sean Shibuteri out of the running, as Shibuteri was caught into the grass in the on lap number 6. Going into turn number 1. So as the leader heads to the top of the circuit, Fife in the car number 70, it's the Grenfell driver who leads the way. It's the River Turf cart number 36 of Cameron Longmore from Wagga, who sits second. And Ryan Johnson in the Crawford Sheds Esprit, right on his back bumper, along with the Scuderia PCR cart of Luca Kravoski, sitting back there in fourth. Kravoski and Johnson looking to the inside now, as they head up and inside. Longmore, Ward looks like he's trying to make a move at the same time. So Cameron Ward has managed to get back past Kravoski. A good move there. And Cameron Ward now up into third place. Oh, Kravoski sideways on a big slide job there into turn number 2. It's a race for second as the leader, Josh Fife, 7.4 seconds ahead of the battle pack. So Josh Fife has checked out as Ryan Johnson has got Cameron Ward and Luca Kravoski right on his back bumper now. And it looks like Ward making the move, coming off the top turn. So Cameron Ward, the Canberra driver, now up into second position. So Cameron Ward coming good here late in the run. He was well down the order for the early laps, but with just under three laps to run, Cameron Ward has worked his way through the traffic. He started out of position number 6, and he runs second, but he gets eaten up at the top of the circuit, and Johnson goes back up. Johnson going back up to second place. Ward back there in third. And then it goes back to Kravoski. So nose to tail through the S's once again. The four carts all locked together. Taylor Harness now starting to fall away as the white flag is out. So the white flag at the ready for Josh Fife in the 72 cart. A huge lead. It's over 8 seconds. Johnson flicking the cart into the pit turn as Ward gets checked up. Now Kravoski gets into the back of him. And then it's Longmore. So Kravoski, Longmore, Ward, big move into turn number 2 to get second place back. Kravoski's going to be shuffled out of it now. And Harness gets herself back into the battle. So Johnson's got some breathing room here on the final lap as shenanigans ensued. Meanwhile, Josh Fife heads to the checkered flag to win the pre-final for Junior National Light. And Josh Fife takes the victory. Ryan Johnson will come home in second. Third is Cameron Ward. Longmore and Harness battle all the way to the line, and Luca Kravoski drops back to sixth position in the end. Then it's Chloe Cozzi, followed then by Taylor Chancellor. Callum Jackson and Taylor Chancellor. Well, that's interesting. Oh, Callum Jackson, I remember calling him. He got wide off the dog leg there, and he ended up not coming back onto the track until after the timing and scoring. So whilst the timing and scoring is showing him a lap down, he actually did do that lap. So that'll be something that'll take a bit of time for the scorers to work out, I'm sure. Junior National Heavy will be up next here in the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2014. Alright, as Junior National Heavy heads out onto the circuit. Junior National Heavy heat pre-final now. Jackie Isrin in the 33 will start on the pole. Luke Wrigley in the 64 out of position number 2. Jaden Balding in the 16. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Jack Dares in the 11. 21 is Hayden Cox, and the 81 is Jack Westcombe-Casey. As we're still a lap away, we're getting two laps to warm up the carts here in lieu of a carby session earlier this morning before we go racing. So, Jackie Isrin, over the course of this weekend's racing, has had three class wins. Luke Wrigley, second in all three heats. Jaden Balding, 2/4 and a third. Lachlan Chancellor, 2/3, but a DNF has seen him drop down the points. Jack Dare, 2/5 and a fourth. Hayden Cox, a sixth, a DNF and a seventh. And Jack Westcombe-Casey, 2 DNFs and a sixth place finish. So we're no start this time. Isrin in the Worth Australia Tony cart from Wollongong. Luke Wrigley. Luke Wrigley in the Wrigley Cart Supplies Deadly cart from Dubbo. Jaden Balding in the WAS Top cart. Lachlan Chancellor's in the cart shed Arrow. Jack Dare in the Robbo Sand and Gravel Arrow. Hayden Cox in the Tony cart. And Westcombe-Casey, the cart shed OTK. No race, no start again this time by. The starter not happy. Yellow line on the track just before the dog leg onto the start-finish straight is the acceleration line. And he's unhappy that they're accelerating away before they reach that acceleration line. So the starter has got a discretionary penalty he can give if the starts aren't up to his liking. He can just let the race go and then put a 10-second penalty on one or both of the front row drivers if he feels that they have jumped the start. Again, racing this time looks a lot better that time as they head across the start-finish line. Isrin gets into turn number one first. A bit of jockeying for position down there in fourth and fifth place between Chancellor and Cox as Isrin and Wrigley start to work their way up the back straight. Wrigley goes to the inside now, looking to make the pass on Isrin. As they head up the hill, though, Isrin has him covered for the moment. Isrin in the Worth Australia, number 33, holding off the Dubbo driver. And the 33 of Isrin getting the black and white diagonal flag. That's a flag indicating they need to see the officials. Doesn't see the stewards of the meeting at the end of the race. So, Isrin in the Worth Australia Tony cart. Wrigley in the Wrigley cart supplies Deadly. Balding in the 16. The WAS Automotive cart running in third, with Chancellor, Cox, Westcombe-Casey and Dare rounding out the running order. So as Luke Wrigley has made the pass for the lead now, Wrigley in the 64, getting past Isrin as they head up over the rise with Wrigley. Last lap, a 37.240. Isrin, a 37.548. So Wrigley and Isrin looking to the inside again. But now Jaden Boulding is right on the back bumper of Jackie Isrin. So Isrin now, he can't afford to make a mistake with his move forward because he'll have Boulding trying to make the pass on him. So as the leader heads around the top of the circuit, Luke Wrigley leading the way for the moment, but here comes Isrin looking to the inside, side by side into the pit turn, and Isrin makes the pass. Isrin leading the way now as Wrigley right into his back bumper. Boulding back there in this Junior National Heavy Pre-Final, running in third place. Lachlan Chancellor is in fourth. Then a gap back to Cox. Dare and Westcombe Casey are having a good battle of their own further back down the track. Again, Wrigley looks to the inside, heading up the hill. He's got the line into the top turns, but Isrin decides to stick it out on the outside. Wrigley and Isrin side by side down the pit straight once again, and Isrin will maintain the lead as they head through the pit turn. So Isrin and Wrigley. Wrigley again thinking about an inside move into turn number one. It's not able to be achieved that time. Dare has worked his way past Cox now, as so comes Westcombe Casey. So Cox has fallen to the back of the field as Westcombe Casey makes the pass coming out of the S's and up over the rise. At the front of the field, they're side by side once again. This time, Jaden Boulding's gone with Wrigley, and he's going to get up into second as Wrigley goes to the lead. Isrin shuffled back to third. Nine laps remain, this time past the start-finish line. And the race order is Wrigley, Boulding, Isrin, then's back to Chancellor, who's sitting back there in fourth, just waiting for his opportunity. Now Jack Dare in that Robbo Sand and Gravel cart is starting to break away from Westcombe Casey and Cox and trying to catch that group ahead, which is now on their seventh lap. So just coming towards half race distance here in the pre-final of Junior National Heavy. Race leader across the line is still Wrigley in the Wrigley Kart Supplies Deadly. The WAS Automotive top kart of Jaden Boulding running in second still, and then to Isrin and Chancellor. As Isrin looks to the inside of Boulding now, can't make the pass. The battle for Junior National Heavy, Lachlan Chancellor as ahead of Luke Wrigley, and Lachlan Chancellor has got a significant lead over Luke Wrigley in the club championship. The battle for second and third is still quite tight. Jack Dare and Westcombe Casey are both on 23 points. Luke Wrigley's on 28 points, and Jackie Isrin is on 20 points. So still a good battle there in the standings for the club championship, which will be decided at the end of today. Luke Wrigley's leading this Junior National Heavy Pre-Final from Jaden Boulding, Jackie Isrin. Lachlan Chancellor's falling off the pace of the front group now as they're lined up single file. Jack Dare is still 5 seconds off the front runners with Westcombe Casey and Hayden Cox rounding out the order. Isrin looked to try and make a move up the inside of Boulding that time, going around the top of the circuit, but it hasn't paid off. And now, race leader with five laps to go is Luke Wrigley. So Jaden Boulding, Jackie Isrin, nose to tail through the S's that time. They're all running very similar line through the tight parts of the circuit. They head through the dip and up onto the back straight now. Wrigley going for the carburetor. He's got two carburetor screws that he can choose from to adjust. And as he went up the back straight that time, he was making an adjustment there. So he's reading his dash, seeing the temperature of the engine, feeling the performance of the cart, and has made a decision that he needs to tune it up, as Isrin now has made the pass on Balding. So Isrin back up to second position as the pre-final here of Junior National Heavy continues. The race leader through the dip and up onto the back straight. Isrin now making a move for the lead. And Isrin up the inside of Wrigley. Waste no time. Wrigley tries the crossover, coming back off the top turns and retakes the lead. So Luke Wrigley back in front. Jackie Isrin in second and Jaden Balding running in third. Back then to Lachlan Chancellor. Isrin, dive bomb up the inside, going into turn one. Wrigley takes him back as he does the slide out wide, and the crossover sees Wrigley in the deadly cart back up to the front. Isrin again to the inside, but this time he can't make the pass. As the leader comes across the start-finish line. Isrin up the inside of Wrigley again. Again, the doors open and Wrigley goes straight back through. Now, Wrigley makes a mistake through the right-hander. Isrin will have the momentum going up the back straight. Balding, Isrin, and Wrigley. Wrigley and Isrin side by side. Here comes Balding as Isrin gets the lead. Balding off the top turn side by side with Wrigley as they head down to the white flag. Jackie Isrin leads the way. Wrigley, then it goes back to Balding. Chancellor sits back there in fourth. Then it's Derg, Westcombe, Casey, and rounding out the field is Cox. So Jackie Isrin in the 33, Luke Wrigley in the 64, Balding in the 16 has dropped back here. Doesn't look like he'll be a factor in the run to the checkered flag. Isrin has the advantage. Wrigley now goes to the inside down the pit straight, but Isrin has got him covered for the moment. Through the pit turn for the final time. And Jackie Isrin gets there by a cart length. 0.059 of a second is the official margin at the finish line. Jaden Balding comes home in third. Chancellor, Dare, Westcombe, Casey, and Cox will round out this Junior National Heavy pre-final. The tag, 125 Lights, are up next here in the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2014. As we get set now for Tag 125 Light, Corey Donnelly in the 61 will start from the pole with two wins and a second. Jamie Lee Scorgi starts out of position number two with two seconds and one win. John Wells starts out of three. Beck Connell in the two cart starts out of four. Alex Nicholson out of position number five. Brock Harris starts out of 6. Now, Macaulay Allen was supposed to start out of 7, but he'll be starting out of 11 because he had a puncture in one of his tyres. He's had to replace that tyre, which means he starts from the rear of the field in the pre-final. I'm not sure about the final, though, and whether that penalty carries through. It does indeed. So he's starting rear of field in both races today. Mark Townsend's in the 13. Martin Hollings in the 42. The 12 is Matthew Morris. And the 21 is Chris Cooper, and they're going racing. Oh, contact. John Wills up over a wheel of one of the carts. I couldn't pick up which one. I think it was the 54. Or the 56, sorry, of Brock Harris. So Corey Donnelly in the 61. Jamie Lee Scorgi in the 18. And it's Scorgi who got the best of the jump. So as they come across the start, finish line, Scorgy leading the way. Scorgy. Donnelly. Then a gap back to Harris. Further back then to Wells, Connell, Nicholson, Cooper, Allen, Townsend, Hollings and Morris. All single file now, but Donnelly has caught Scorgy. So Scorgy, Donnelly, Scorgy in the 18, that's the PCR, Yass Firewood Supplies. Cart, the Corey Donnelly 61 and the M&M Donnellys from the North Shore Cart Club. Then it's Brock Harris and the New Image Kitchens Arrow from Wollongong, who sits by himself for the moment. John Wells from Canberra in the Esprit. And so Brock Harris. Well, the steward's been kept busy this weekend. Brock Harris getting the black and white diagonal flag. He'll continue racing, but at the end of the race, he'll need to come and have a chat with the stewards. So as Jamie Lee Scorgy now, three laps completed. There'll be 14 laps remaining when she completes this lap. And Scorgy in the 18 cart, leading the way. Corey Donnelly, right on her back bumper. Jamie Lee Scorgy, 32.567 from Corey Donnelly's last lap, of 32.670. John Wells now in the fourth position, trying to make a move on Brock Harris. So Brock Harris acknowledging the black and white diagonal flag that time by. As the leader heads up the back straight now, and Jamie Lee Scorgy out to about a cart length advantage, two cart length advantage it seems, around the top of the circuit. So not really a battle for first place. The battle is for second, third, fourth between Harris, Wells and Beck Connell right in amongst it here. And joining onto that battle is Alex Nicholson in the 15. So Scorgy and Donnelly pull away from the rest of the pack. Harris, Wells, Connell, Nicholson. Macaulay Allen starting to work his way through the field in the in-flight ER cart. Then it's Chris Cooper, Townsend, Hollings, Morris rounding out the running order. So Scorgy just risking possibly derailing a chain, taking a lot of that ripple strip on the dogleg onto the start-finish line. So that'll be something she has to be careful with. As Brock Harris has held off the challenge from John Wells, Beck Connell sits back there. And Beck Connell in fifth looks to the inside of Wells going down the pit straight, but not able to get up beside Wells to make that pass. John Wells now in a tough position because he's got plenty of pressure on his back bumper. And here comes Connell. Wells makes a mistake through the left-hander on the exit of the S's. And Wells under pressure from Connell and Nicholson. Now the doors open as Wells goes wide up into the dirt. Didn't see if Wells had any help off the track then. But the door definitely opened when he ran the ripple strip. As, oh, big dive bomb this time from Macaulay Allen up the inside of Alex Nicholson. So Allen, who just got past Cooper, now has got past Nicholson as well and is up into fifth position. They work their way through the top turns and started to string out now with, in fact, it'd be seven laps to go this time by. They've completed 10. So Jamie Lee Scorgi out to over a half a second lead. Scorgi with seven laps left to run. Donnelly still 0.6 of a second back. Brock Harris is still running in third, withstanding the pressure now being applied to his back bumper by Beck Connell. McCauley Allen in the 96 cart, in the in-flight ER cart, as we mentioned earlier, had a problem with one tyre having to be replaced on that cart because it got a puncture. And so he has to start from the back. Beck Connell makes the move, going down into the pit turn now and takes third place from Brock Harris. So Beck Connell up into third position. McCauley Allen back in fifth as one cart, and I think that might be the Hollings cart. So Martin Hollings has retired from the race. Jamie Lee Scorgi is still your race leader. The gap almost a second now over Corey Donnelly in the M&M Donnelly cart. Beck Connell, the next one across the line with Brock Harris now. McCauley Allen hasn't been able to shake Alex Nicholson. And Chris Cooper is trying to close up that gap as well. Back then to John Wells, Mark Townsend and Matthew Morris. So as the leader, Jamie Lee Scorgi heads down towards the start finish line. Donnelly. Then it's Beck Connell, Brock Harris. McCauley Allen starting to pull away now from the 15 card of Alex Nicholson. Further back then, Chris Cooper, John Wells, Mark Townsend and Matthew Morris rounds out the runners. So Jamie Lee Scorgi with 15 laps now completed. Scorgi, Donnelly, Connell. Harris still falling back now from Beck Connell as Allen and Nicholson continue to battle it out. Cooper, Wells, so as Scorgi, who won heat number two yesterday, Corey Donnelly won heat one and three, but it looks like Scorgi will have the pole for the final coming up later this afternoon. Of course, the battle for the club championship between Chris Cooper and John Wells continues on, and at the moment, Chris Cooper is just ahead of John Wells as Cooper has got probably 1.3 seconds on John Wells here, but in the final, they will be starting side by side if these positions remain. Cooper, a 6-point lead in the club championship over John Wells. Jacob Fripp sits back there in third. But the checkered flag at the ready. And Jamie Lee Scorgi takes the victory. Corey Donnelly comes home in second. Beck Connell home in third. Brock Harris in fifth. Alex Nicholson behind McCauley Allen. Chris Cooper, John Wells, Mark Townsend and Matthew Morris. The only retirement from the race was Martin Hollings, who pulled out on lap number 12. So great start to tag competition with tag lights in the book. Tag heavy are up next. Tag 125 Heavy out on the circuit forming up now. It's Alexander Millward in the 80. The 66 of John McCabe. Paul McCabe in the 81. Andrew Hemphill in the 32. Brendan Shea in the 10. Glenn Bullman in the 31. Chris Sutherland. He doesn't look like he's out there at the moment. Just the six carts. No? Yeah, there's six carts. Only out there on the circuit at the moment. Oh, and the outside of the front row there, John McCabe, just got a bit of a bump. So I'm not sure what happened there. All right, so it looks like Christopher Sutherland not out here for the pre-final this morning. But I didn't see where the contact came from. In the 66. But he certainly speared off the track there as they were going through the pit turn. So, Alexander Millward in the 80, John McCabe in the 66. Millward's won all three heats yesterday. McCabe second in all three heats. That, of course, is John McCabe. Paul McCabe starts out of three. Away and racing, and John McCabe on the outside gets the jump. They're side by side. Millward on the inside, and there's contact. Oh, four carts involved in that contact. So John McCabe, he's lost his nose cone there, so he will be out of the race, and he's looked like he's broken a tie rod as well, because, well, maybe not. But that front left reel looks like it's not in the right wheel alignment. So as Alexander Millward, we've got a nose cone just on the edge of the racetrack on the outer ripple strip going towards turn two. Millward is your race. Well, I've got Paul McCabe as the race leader, sorry. Millward in the 80 cart running in second. Then it's Bullman, Hemphill, Shea, and unfortunately John McCabe in the 66 cart doesn't get through the first lap. So Paul McCabe in the 81. Yesterday had a sixth place in heat number one and then a third and a fourth place finish. He started out of position number three, and the two carts in front of him just getting together. And then, of course, it was spectacularly a situation where the carts further back were also... The carts further back were also being caught surprised by John McCabe's cart being slowed on the circuit. And they've run over him as well. I think the spectacular up into the air, which then saw a wheel hitting the head of John McCabe, was actually the 32 of Andrew Hemphill's cart. As the leader swaps Millward to the inside of Paul McCabe, and Millward takes the spot. So Alexander Millward, your new race leader. Alexander Millward leading the way from... Oh no, Paul McCabe still in front, so I thought Millward had made the pass, but the 81 of Paul McCabe continues to lead. Bullman, Hemphill and Shea all having a good battle. Now, Brendan Shea yesterday left his transponder off the cart. And at the moment, a move there by Hemphill gets him up into third place. I'm not sure if Shea went with him in the 10 cart. Across the line, it's Millward now who makes the pass and leads Paul McCabe. Then it's Hemphill. Further back then to Shea. So Bullman now has been shuffled back in that hydro turf arrow from Grenfell to the back end of the field. Alexander Millward now with some clean track ahead of him in the stable karting. Natural gas and water, go hosting arrow. Rose Cone. She'll be back in a sec. Millward pulling away from Paul McCabe. Hemphill, Shea and Bullman. Bullman just fading at the back of the field. So our best battle is the one between the 32 of Hemphill and the 10 of Shea. Hemphill from Canberra. Brennan Shea from Wagga. So in the club championship, John McCabe is the leader of the club championship. He's 62 points. Next in that club championship battle is Andrew Hemphill. He's on 35. Alexander Millward is on 29. And Paul McCabe is on 26 points. So with 10 laps left to travel, Alexander Millward out in front. His fastest lap coming on lap number 7 with a 34.080. In fact, no, his fastest lap is a 33.680. Paul McCabe's fastest lap, a 34.066. Andrew Hemphill, a 33.893. Brennan Shea's fastest lap, a 33.897. And Glenn Bullman's, a 33.358. So whilst this tag 125 heavy pre-final continues on, race leader Alexander Millward now out to a 1.6 second advantage. The battle is for third. Hemphill and Shea continuing on. As mentioned, Brennan Shea yesterday, after forgetting to put the transponder on for the timed qualifying session, he came off the back of the grid with a 5th, a 4th and a 6th place finish, qualifying in 5th for the pre-final. He's now trying to find a 3rd place start as he continues to put the pressure on Hemphill, who is closing in on Paul McCabe. So Hemphill with a 33.777 and Shea with a 33.8 now over towards half a second quicker than Paul McCabe, who is running in the 81 card in second. And so here comes Hemphill, and Hemphill going for the inside. No, Paul McCabe has enough to hold him off at the moment up the back straight. Hemphill in the 32 card, running in third, but trying to get that second spot. You can see the side crash pod of the Hemphill cart, the 32 cart, is bent up quite noticeably. That happened in the first turn when he ran over the top of the ailing John McCabe cart. And as they head around the top of the circuit now, Hemphill trying to grab a front row seat in the final. Paul McCabe, he's picked up his pace as well, but McCabe just doesn't seem to have the genuine speed of Andrew Hemphill or Brendan Shea. And at the moment he's just got the racecraft to keep those drivers behind him. So as your leader, Alexander Millward out to a 2.7 second lead. The battle now is for second as McCabe, Hemphill and Shea. Shea in the 10 count from Wagga is doing a great job here. He looks to the inside of Millward, heading up the back straight, but he's not close enough to make the pass. Paul McCabe just in control of the battle, even though he's not the fastest cart. He's just putting his cart in the right place, and is very quick off the corners, which then means that the pursuers are only catching him right at the last part of the back straight, which is then allowing him the opportunity to be able to get his line through the corners. And it's really been the advantage for him since he's been caught by Hemphill and Shade. So with two laps left to go, we'll see if the red mist drops down now as the Intrepid 81 of Paul McCabe continues to hold off second. Hemphill back there in third place with Shade right on him. Now Hemphill's got a good run out of the S's this time. He laid back slightly. Shade's going to the inside of Millwarden of Hemphill as Hemphill was trying to make the move on Paul McCabe. John McCabe out of the run with an incident in turn number one. But here comes the white flag. And it is Alexander Millward leading. Paul McCabe in second. Hemphill followed then by Shade with Bullman trailing the field. Hemphill makes the mistake. So Shea's got a chance now as they head up over the rise. Into the dip now and onto the back straight. It's Hemphill who continues to put the pressure on the back of Paul McCabe. All the while, Alexander Millward is leading the way. Alexander Millward will take the checkered flag. Millward takes the victory. Paul McCabe holds on for second. Andrew Hemphill for third. Brendan Shea for fourth. And Glenn Bullman in fifth position. So some good racing there. It was tough stuff in tag 125 heavy. The cadets are up next. After one lap, Finlay Allen, Cooper Allen leading from Haynes in second. Smith, who's just received the black and white diagonal flag for what I think might be a jump start. He is back in fourth position. Josh Sargent has worked his way up to fifth. We've got the William Cozzi card off the circuit along with Mia Bolton. So I didn't see where Mia Bolton came off the track. But unfortunately, the Grenfell driver in the 23 is not scored. So as the leaders now work their way up the back straight, a four-way battle ensuing as Finlay Allen, Cooper Allen looks to the inside of Finlay Allen, but it's Haynes. Haynes in the 10 cart has been passed. So Haynes trying to make the move for second has been passed by Smith. As Cooper Allen looked to the inside of Finlay Allen, and here comes Smith up the inside of Cooper Allen. It's a hectic battle here. A hectic battle here in this cadets pre-final. Through the dip and up onto the back straight once again. Finlay Allen, he's gone for the carburetor mixing screws now. So he's obviously looking at something. Oh, good move. Cooper Allen went to go inside of the 57 of Finn of Reece Smith, who had just gotten past. And that opened the door for Josh Haynes. So Haynes up ahead of Smith again. Smith to the inside of Haynes. He takes third back. So the two in-flight ER carts at the front of the field, followed by the Penrith Kart Centre Sodi cart from Wagga, Reece Smith in the 57. He'll have to visit the officials after this race, though, as they're... Oh, three wide and contact there. I think that was the Smith cart in the 57 into the back of the 28. We've got another cart off the circuit right up the start of the rise. He's trying to push that cart off now. Hopefully he'll get some assistance soon. That looks like it's the Sebastian Ruiz cart. So they've got that cart clear now, which is good news. Your leader is Cooper Allen, Josh Haynes. Reece Smith's in third. Then it's Tom. Then it's Josh Sargent back there in fourth. Tom Sett in the 29. He had his share of dramas yesterday. And, oh, the 9 cart now off the circuit. Sorry, that's the 8 cart. That's the Theodore Levanis cart. And he has pulled off down there in turn number 1. So, 5 laps completed. And I'd say the Levanis cart has got... Levanis cart must have thrown a chain. As Cooper Allen now has Haynes ranging up on the side. Haynes and Allen, they are side by side through the dip. There wasn't room for that. And it's the 19 card of Cooper Allen continues to hold the lead, but he'll need to be more careful going through the dip when he's got a cart beside him. Well, it's fast and furious action here in the cadets as Smith up the inside of Haynes now into turn number 1. Haynes does the crossover move heading into 2 and the S's. Through the S's now, and it gives Cooper Allen a bit of breathing room in the in-flight ER top cart. The power cart raceway, the green cart, number 10 of Josh Haynes sits in second. The 57 Sodi cart from Wagga is Reece Smith, and Reece Smith goes for the lead now. Haynes, Smith, and Cooper Allen all in amongst it, and here comes Josh Sargent, and Josh Sargent will pick up a spot. So across the line with 7 laps to go. These youngsters will be falling out of their carts at the end of this 15-lap pre-final. It's Haynes leading from Cooper Allen, Sargent, and now Smith back into 4th position. A big gap back to Tom Sett. Then it's Finley Allen who's gathering it back up after that contact up in the top turns. Bailey Cooper, the final card, still out there running on the circuit. So again, 3 wide coming off the top turns, and it's Smith now who looks like he's got 2nd place. So Smith gets ahead of Sargent, who now is ahead of Cooper, who's dropped 2 spots. Smith goes for the lead again. Haynes tries the crossover move. No, he leaves the door open, and Sargent, along with Cooper, come through. And Haynes is shuffled back to 4th. So Reece Smith now is your race leader. Through the dip and up onto the back straight. Haynes back in 4th. He was the leader at the start-finish line on that lap by turn 1. He had dropped back to 4th position. So 5 laps remaining in this great cadets battle. Smith looks over his shoulder as he has some breathing room. Josh Sargent working his way through the S's now, trying to close up that gap. Cooper Allen just slow off the left-hander out of the S's up over the rise. Josh Haynes, though, couldn't make the most of it. And Haynes stuck back there in 4th at the moment as Cooper Allen tries to catch back up onto the back of Josh Sargent. So Reece Smith is your race leader. He had 0.3 of a second last time by the start-finish line. He has 4 laps remaining now as he comes across the start-finish line. Sargent, then it's Cooper, Allen, Josh Haynes, Tom Sett, Finley Allen, Cooper, Bailey Cooper, that is, who round out the running order. So perhaps the calm before the storm here with just over 3 laps remaining in the cadets pre-final. As up the inside, Josh Haynes tries and makes the move on Cooper Allen. So Josh Haynes to 3rd now. Sargent looks like he's closing in on Smith. The gap down to a cart length as Smith looks over his shoulder to see where Sargent is. They work their way into the S's. Up over the rise. And Sargent looks to the inside. He's got Haynes inside of him as they're 3 wide again along the back straight. Haynes gets 2nd spot. Sargent caught on the outside. I think he wanted to try and cross over, but it didn't pan out. 2 laps left at the start-finish line this time. It's still Smith, Haynes. Oh, and Sargent into the back of Haynes there as they cross the start-finish line. Cooper Allen back there in fourth. So all four front runners still have a chance to pull off the win here. Remembering this is just for a starting position in the final. Haynes looking to the inside of Smith. Smith and Haynes side by side coming off the top turns, and Smith has shuffled back to second as Josh Haynes is your new race leader. Josh Haynes to the white flag now. Smith to the inside, and here comes Sargent. Oh, they tried to go three wide. Sargent got a bit of a punt that time from Cooper Allen, but Haynes is the loser. He ends up back in fourth place, and Smith has got a bit of a hole shot here. So Haynes tried to hold it tight on the inside of the track, and that just saw him wash out wide, open the door, and Haynes now will try to come back at Cooper Allen. He'll get third place, will he? No, Cooper Allen tries to hold him off. Smith, in a hard-fought race, goes to the checkered flag and takes the victory. Sargent home in second. Cooper Allen is there in third, and Josh Haynes in fourth place. Tom Sett, then Finlay Allen, and Bailey Cooper round out the Cadets pre-final. What an amazing race that was. Fantastic action there by the Cadets, and up next we have the Cadet Peas. So we'll have a couple of laps here as they warm up the tyres and carts this morning. And Darcy Balding has had a third and two wins so far this weekend. Ryan Tomsett, 3 second place finishes in the 27. Tyler Horner Donnelly, 1 heat 1, and had a fourth and third in heats 2 and 3. So Max Assay, a fourth, a seventh and a sixth. Ryan Pring was involved in the incident with Phelan. And Henderson Leadlight, unfortunately, in heat 1 and heat 3 had DNFs. Lawrence Shepherd Ashby had a fifth and eighth, and a DNF in heat number 3. So the Cadet Peas, they're forming up now and will be looking for a start this time by. If there's any club members that are not going to be racing this afternoon, we certainly would appreciate your help taking a flag point. So we would certainly appreciate any club members that have finished their racing for the day, or if they finish their racing for the pre-finals and have got a little while they can fill in at a flag point, it would be most appreciated. So the Cadet Peas, Darcy Balding in the WAS Automotive, number 15, Ryan Tomsett in the 27, and the Ultimate Karting Sydney cart is on the front row. Tyler Horner Donnelly in the M&M Investments cart. Max Assay in the Jays Brush Fencing, number 4. Ryan Pring, the Mechanical Care Racing, cart 33. Phelan's in the 12. Les Light's in the 57. And Crash Karting's Lawrence Shepherd. Lawrence Shepherd Ashby is in the 65. So they're away and racing, and it's Tomsett who gets the good jump. Tomsett had problems yesterday where he got the jump but then backed out of it and then got swamped, but this time he just put the foot down and went on the green light and's got a handy advantage at the moment as they work their way around the top turn and onto the pit straight for the first time. So Ryan Tomsett in the 27P, that's the black and orange card, leading the way from the 15, the WAS Automotive Arrow of Darcy Balding. Tyler Horner Donnelly in the M&M Investment 61. Carlin Phelan, Ryan Pring, Les Light, Shepherd Ashby and Assay round out the running order. So as the race leader works his way, Tomsett out to a 0.3 of a second lead already over Darcy Balding. Balding as he heads across the start-finish line. A 40.929. Tomsett, his fastest lap, a 40.965. Tyler Horner-Donnelly, a 41.162. Phelan, a 44.115. So Ryan Pring in a 43.981. We'll be looking to make that pass, and Henderson, Leslight, Shepherd, Ashby and Asay round out the running order. Shepherd, Ashby and Asay just, they are within 0.3 of a second of each other as the leaders come across the start-finish line, and Tomsett has really got it wound up here in the early going. The 61 of Horner-Donnelly has gotten past the 15 of Boulding. Horner-Donnelly in that 61 works his way through the S's and up over the rise. Now in this Cadet P's race, the P plate signifies to drivers that they have had, or signifies to everyone else that they've had less than three race meetings as a license holder. And as a P-plater, they are running in this separate class. Normally, what would happen in the when the P-platers are in the other classes that we've seen out on the circuit, they have to start from the rear of the circuit, the rear of the grid, I should say. And we see from time to time carters who have gone away, they've had to get their P-plates again, they come back up through the field, and you see them becoming very quickly getting back into the swing of things and driving through the full license holders. And of course in other occasions when they're just completely green and first starting out, well, that's where we see a great opportunity for a P plate class like we have here with the Cadet P's, getting plenty of lap time without the chance of being run over by some of the faster carts out on the circuit, as we saw in the Cadets pre-final. It was fairly cutthroat right at the front of the field. And they had a great battle in that race, the Cadet P's. Now having a good battle of their own. Your race leader is car 27. That is the 27, the Ultimate Karting Sydney kart, who's making his way past Lawrence Shepherd Ashby now. So Shepherd Ashby in the 65 kart goes a lap down. Now coming up onto Asay, and Tomsett doing a good job through this traffic, really being aggressive. Horner-Donnelly has lost that second spot back to Boulding as they start to work through the traffic. And Horner-Donnelly there just getting balked slightly by the back marker. It's a real skill learning how to get through traffic quickly. And unfortunately at this stage, Horner-Donnelly has just not been quite as aggressive as you possibly need to be sometimes with those slower drivers. But great to see Max Asay and Lawrence Shepherd Ashby having a good battle there. Both are running around the same lap times, so it's good that they've had the opportunity to mix it up and get into some racing against each other. So your race order here, as we've completed we'll complete eight laps across the line this time. Tomsett in the 27 leading the way. Tomsett so far today has had three second place finishes. Darcy Boulding, a third and two first place finishes. Tyler Horner-Donnelly, one heat number one, and then a fourth and a third place finish in the other two heats. So Ryan Pring, Les Light now past Phelan. So Les Light up into fifth position, Phelan into sixth. Asay and Shepherd Ashby running a lap down now in seventh and eighth position. So fairly strung out at the front of the field. Asay looks like he's getting away now from Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. Put in some really good laps here.
Asahi's fastest lap, a 46.488. Shepherd Ashby, a 47.939, his best. So about 7 seconds off the pace of Ryan Thompson, who is your leader. As a yellow flag out at the top of the circuit. So a cart just stopped there. I think it's the Pring cart, the 33. Just can't quite pick up the number from here. Yes, it is. So, unfortunately, Ryan Pring is out of his cart at the top of the circuit. I didn't see why he stopped. But, well, he'll start from the rear of field in the final later on this afternoon. So, as Tom said, as Tom Sett continues to lead by 3.4 seconds, Darcy Boulding runs in second. Now they head across the start finish line. So your leaders, Tom Sett into the S's now. Looks like Tyler Horner Donnelly is having a good run. He's very aggressive getting into the S's there. As they head up the back straight, it's Horner Donnelly pushing hard now around the top of the circuit and closing in on the 15 of Darcy Boulding. So again, the Jays brush fencing. Number 4 of Max Asahi is slow on the circuit. So, Max Asahi, 7th position, 2 laps down. Didn't see why he fell so far back from... He was leading Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. And now it's Boulding with the pass on. So, Thompson coming to the white flag. White flag out now. As the 27 heads. The white flag not out until this time by. It's Tom Sett in the 27. 1.5 seconds ahead of Darcy Boulding. So Darcy Boulding in the 15, the WAS automotive cart. So the white flag is out now. As the blue flag is out for the 12 of Phelan. So Phelan, let's... So the checkered flag... So Tom Sett is your leader. Tom Sett is your race leader, Boulding in second, and Horner Donnelly running in third. So the checkered flag at the ready. Confusion there. Tom Sett has taken the checkered flag. So Boulding comes home in second. Phelan is a lap down. He came across the line. So Tom Sett, Boulding, Horner Donnelly. I think it'll be Les Light, Phelan, and Shepherd Ashby with a say, the running order there. So the cadets, P Planters in the book. We head out now to Junior Clubman up next here in the Canberra Cup of 2014. Junior Clubman out on the circuit now. Cameron Longmore sits on the pole. He won heat number one, second in heat two, a third in heat three. Alex Moore, sixth in heat one, third in heat two, and a win in heat three. He starts in kart number six. Josh Fife in the 72, a DNF in heat one, a win in heat two, and a second in heat three. Josh Hempill, 17 kart, with a fifth and two fourth place finishes. Sean Chibuteri in the 7 had a third and two fifth place finishes. Lachlan Chancellor, a second and 2 6th. And Taylor Harness, a fourth, a seventh, and a DNF. So as we get set now for junior clubmen, they look like they're formed up well here. And we'll be away for the 15-lap pre-final. In good formation now. Racing, and it's on the outside of the front row. Alec Morse, who gets the jump and leads them down into turn number one. Longmore in the River Turf cart. Sits in second. That's the 36 with Josh Fife in the 72. Runs in third. A gap back then to Hemphill in the 17. Chibuteri, Chancellor and Harness all right on his back bumper as they work their way around the top of the circuit. And it's Morse in the 6, leading the way here in the CC karting world. Above all roofs, Tony Kart. Back then to the 36 of Cameron Longmore. That's the Riv Turf kart, with Josh Fife from Grenfell in the Tony Kart running in third. Then it's Hemphill back there in the Arrow, running in fourth place with Chibuteri, Chancellor and Harness behind him there. So Fife just joining that battle at the front, looking to put the pressure on Morse and Longmore. As across the start finish line, Alex Morse, Fife up the inside of Longmore now. So Fife up into second position, a good move into turn number one. Alec Morse in the 6 cart, leading the way still, but Fife, who had shown great speed throughout qualifying and the heat races yesterday, he threw a chain in heat number one, and that caused his DNF. So that is why he had to start out of position number three. As the leader, Alex Morse up over the rise, through the dip and up onto the back straight. Fife, Longmore in second and third. But here comes Fife to the inside of Morse, side by side, round the top of the circuit. And Morse will hold tough on the outside. This means that Fife comes under pressure. They're going into the pit turn. Longmore tried to make the move. But Longmore's come out a little bit the worse for wear there. As Hemphill now, in the 17 cart, the red number plate indicates a state series champion, as opposed to a blue number plate, which indicates a state champion. As they head up the back straight, it's Morse, Fife and Longmore. And they work their way down the pit straight, all nose to tail, single file. The first four, nothing between them. In fact, the gap between first and fourth place is just over a half a second. And, oh, Hemphill with trouble. Hemphill, I'm imagining that he's lost a chain there, although the cart's not moving as he's parked it, so there's a problem there. And Hemphill just pulled his cart off the circuit, and we'll watch the rest of this pre-final. Unfortunately, it means he starts rear of field in the final later today. Fife to the inside of Morse into turn one, and Fife is your new race leader. So Fife in the 72, Morse in the 6, then it's back to the 36 of Longmore. Chibuteri, Chancellor and Harness, they work their way around the top of the circuit. And Fife consolidating his position at the front of the field, just skipping away from Alec Morse, who Alec Morse was the slowest qualifier. Yesterday morning, he was running around the back end of the pack in the heat one, but then they found the setup on that cart, and he finished with a third and a win before the end of yesterday's action. So coming down to complete, lap number 8. Across the line, it's still Fife, Morse, and Longmore. Shibutari, Chancellor, Harness as the leader heads up over the rise. It's still Fife who leads the way. So, further back we have Lachlan Chancellor and Taylor Harness. Lachlan Chancellor in that Canberra Kart Shed Tony Kart, number 22. Taylor Harness in the Mad Harry Steels OTK from Grenfell. And those two trying to mix it up now. But at the moment, Lachlan Chancellor has got enough gap to be able to defend that position. So, with 5 laps left to run, next time past the start-finish line. Fife leads the way. Still from Morse, who has been sitting back there in second, hasn't tried to put too much pressure on there. Just perhaps sitting back, biding his time, but he's now into the last third of the race. And here comes up the inside. It's Longmore who makes the move, but Morse immediately crossing back over. And he regained second position. So Longmore decided that it's time to make a move. As Longmore from Wagga in the Rift Turf cart, number 36, works his way through the S's. It looks like that battle is going to give the race leader in Josh Fife an opportunity to skip away here. As again, Longmore up the inside. Morse sticks high on the outside. And that means Longmore will take second position. So can Longmore run down Fife here as he's got out to probably a half a second? We'll check that at the line. It's 0.8 of a second, in fact, the gap between first and second. So now Cameron Longmore in the 36. What can he do to try and bridge that gap? There's 2.5 laps remaining in this pre-final for Junior Clubman. The Junior Clubman Club Championship sees Josh Hemphill and Lachlan Chancellor at the front of the field with Alex Morse further back, but there's just 2 points between Chancellor and Hemphill, and at the moment Hemphill is in front of Chancellor, so that could see Hemphill secure his title at the end of the day. Fife, Longmore, Morse, Shibutari, Chancellor, Harness. In fact, Hemphill off the circuit, so every race counts. So it could mean that Chancellor has the advantage going into the last race of the year. We'll see how it pans out. The white flag is out now. Fife and Longmore. Morse back there as well. Then a gap back to Shibutari, who's got Chancellor now with Harness right on his back bumper. As the race leader heads up and around the top of the circuit. It's a great drive from Josh Fife, who started in third position. And now he works his way to the checkered flag and pole for the final. Longmore and Morse finish second and third. Shibutari's in fourth. Chancellor and Harness conclude this Club and Light pre-final. The rock-solid concreting Canberra Cup of 2014 continues here at Canberra Up next, it's Open Performance, Light and Heavy. Now, Hollings is your race leader here in Open Performance. We've got one cart off the circuit. That looks like Barry Laver in the 71. So it's been an interesting start to this pre-final for Open Performance. Hollings leads the way. Ruiz Stewart. Then it's back to Townsend, who bogged down off the start and got swamped by a number of other competitors. Of course, into turn number one, we had the 24 of Harrison Knight and the 7 of Valeri all getting involved in some shenanigans there. Valeri hasn't really recovered. He's behind Daniel Orsini in 8th position. And Bruce Otter in the 72 is leading the heavies. So Open Performance heavies. Bruce Otter, Steve Munn running in second in that class. Pease, Williams and Danny Jarks, the final runner still on the circuit. So as the race leader, Peter Hollings, who had pole position in this pre-final, continues to lead the way. We've got a yellow flag out down in turn number one. Cart off the circuit there. Just can't quite pick up who that is. It's one of the Tony carts. And it's one of the heavies, I think, as Michael Stewart now has made the pass on. Jose Ruiz. So, not Steve Martin. Michael Pease, I think that is. Yep, Michael Pease in the 46 cart is the cart that's off the circuit. So Michael Stewart now out to the front of, well, to second place, the front of this battle between Stewart, Ruiz and Townsend. They head up around the top of the circuit again. Peter Hollings out to a 2-point second lead at the front of the field. Stewart, Ruiz and Townsend. Then it's back to the 24 of Knight, who's got Fripp behind him, Orsini and Valeri. Then it's back to Bruce Otter in the heavies battle. Valeri looks like he's going to make the move on Orsini. Now he does. And Orsini is shuffled back to 8th place. So the leader's starting to get into the back of the heavies. So that could prove to be a problem for Stewart, Ruiz and Townsend, who are in a good battle of their own as they come up onto the back of Danny Jarks. Stewart goes to the inside. They all get through smoothly there, heading up to the top of the circuit. So as Hollings completes lap number 12, it's Stewart from Ruiz and Townsend. Since Stewart has made that pass, he's got to about a 2-3 cart length advantage, but hasn't been able to pull it much further than that. They head around the top of the circuit again. It's still fairly stable, the gaps between those carts battling for second and third. So Steve Martin allows the race leader around the outside of him. Now Greg Williams, who's in a place battle, a class battle with Steve Martin, was trying to make the move there. Steve Martin's in the Martech cart. That's the S Valley Earthworks machine. And it's a twin engine cart. So he has plenty of speed. And in fact, Greg Williams now lets that battle go. So that will drop him out of the battle between himself and Steve Martin. But Steve Martin in the S Valley Earthworks cart. And Michael Stewart, he makes that aggressive move to get past Martin, and it's opened up a gap now. Ruiz and Townsend got stuck behind the Martin cart during the S's. So Hollings now with three laps left to run. Stewart, then it's Ruiz, but here comes Townsend to the inside of Ruiz, and Townsend makes the pass. So Townsend now up into third position. Ruiz back to fourth. And here comes Harrison Knight in the 24 cart. So Harrison Knight, who was having all sorts of dramas shifting that cart through into the S's, downshifting particularly, has now worked his way back through the field. And Harrison Knight, two DNFs after winning heat number one yesterday. And he is now up to fifth place and trying to make a move on Jose Ruiz. So Martin and Williams are back nose to tail again as Jacob Fripp and Valeri try to make the move. Now Martin's moved over, and he's moved over for Greg Williams as Valeri and Fripp are battling out for position there. And Valeri's going to get up the inside of Fripp as Valeri was able to use the back markers to his advantage. Williams now lets Martin go back past as he gets out the way of this battle behind him. White flag is out. Valeri and Fripp dive through the inside of Martin going into turn number one. Hollings is your race leader in cart 42. White flag out for Danny Jarks, and now the checkered flag for Peter Hollings. Peter Hollings takes the victory. Michael Stewart home in second. Harrison Knight up to third. Ruiz back there in fourth. Townsend in fifth. Then in sixth place, first of the heavies. Sixth place was Valeri. Fripp was in seventh. Otto was in eighth. Ninth is Martin. Williams in tenth. And Danny Jarks will finish in 11th. So Daniel Orsini, Michael Peace and Barry Laver all out of that pre-final. This is the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2014. We have the restricted lights. So, tag restricted lights. Chad Horsley in the 29 on the pole. Shane Kibaki in the 3. Then it's Jared Payne in the 28. Amos Noon in the 54. Dion Pangalis in the 53. Shane Shepherd-Ashby in the 65. And the 88P is Zach Carpenter. So Chad Horsley yesterday with 3 race wins. Kibaki, 3 second places, but they were by no means an easy result. Jared Payne, a 3rd and 2 fourths. Noon, a 4th, a DNF and a 3rd. Pangalis, a DNF, a 3rd and a 5th. Shepherd-Ashby, 2 fifths and a 7th. And Zach Carpenter, a 2 sixths and a DNF. So all out on the circuit and in readiness. So Chad Horsley and Shane Kibaki, two experienced drivers there, as they get set for a start. Away in racing, Kibaki gets the jump off the start and leads them into turn one. Payne, a great job there, round the outside. And the 28 slots up into second position. Horsley shuffled back to third now. The 54 is Noon, who's got Pangalis right on his back bumper. Then it's back to Carpenter and Shepherd-Ashby. So as they settle themselves down, Kibaki, your race leader. Payne has been working extremely hard on Kibaki throughout the race weekend so far. And at the moment, those two lead the way. Now Horsley runs in third. 18 laps this pre-final. Kibaki through the dip and up onto the back straight. Payne in the 28. That's the Espresso Mobile Cafe cart from Wollongong. Kabaki in the North Shore Kart Club. Sodi Kart, that's the Strathbrook sponsored entry. And then you have Chad Horsley running in third. The PCR Kart with PCR and ISIS sponsorship. Amos Noon in the Arrow. Runs in the 54 Kart. He's gotten away now from Dion Pangolis. So the two Newcastle drivers running in fourth and fifth place with the 88 of Carpenter and the 65 of Shepherd Ashby making up the rear. So Zach Carpenter in the Southern Motorworks cart running in sixth place currently. As a battle for the lead, no. Jared Payne, he pulled up beside Kabaki, but didn't go through with the move heading into the top turn that time. So the restricteds running the tag engines, but so the restrictor is on the exhaust. Compared to what we see in the outright tag classes. Shane Kabaki, 2 weeks ago, was in Orange for the South Pacific titles. Has been doing a fair bit of travelling around the country. He was in Grenfell for the state championships early on in October. As Payne makes the move up the inside, Kabaki just does the crossover and retakes the lead. So Kabaki leads the way. Payne. Then it's Horsley, Noon, Pangalos, Carpenter, Shepherd Ashby. Again, Payne to the inside of Kabaki. Again, Kabaki makes the crossover this time. It's Horsley who follows him through. As Kabaki, he continues to lead, but here comes Chad Horsley. So Horsley, now with just under 11 laps, he gets into the back of Kabaki that time, but Kabaki not getting too frustrated. Horsley starting to really soar across that back bumper, looking to try and find a weakness. But the number three of Shane Kabaki is just well in control. Kabaki up over the rise now. Chad Horsley there working their way around the top of the circuit again. And Horsley tried to make a move coming off the top turns. Kabaki in the three car just withstanding the pressure. So the two North Shore Kart Club drivers lead the way. The Sodi Kart number three of Shane Kabaki. Chad Horsley in the 79. Then it's the Wollongong driver of Jared Payne in the 29. Amos Noon, Don Pangalis from Newcastle, Wollongong's Zach Carpenter and Canberra's Shepherd Ashby. As Kabaki now gets away. Kibaki, then Horsley. Horsley. Kibaki is doing a great job as he heads up the back straight. Horsley is looking, but at the moment, with 8 laps left to run, 7 laps this time, Kibaki is still your race leader. So his lap times are 34.431. Horsley a 34.299. Jared Payne a 34.266. Amos Noon, who's in fourth place, he does seem to be closing in on that battle. His best time a 34.469. So both Horsley and Payne are faster than Kibaki, but Kibaki is doing exactly what he needs to do to stay at the front of the field. Some great driving here. Shane Kibaki, earlier this weekend, has finished with 3 second place finishes behind Chad Horsley. He wants to turn it around here for the final, but here comes Horsley again to the inside, not close enough. Jared Payne now ranging up on the outside. But as they head through the pit turn once again, with just 5 laps remaining, your race leader is Kibaki, Horsley, Payne, Noon, Pangalis, Carpenter and Shepherd Ashby. So as the leader under pressure again, Horsley side by side. No, just took that inside line trying to find a way through. Kibaki just running a good solid line. He's not moving off his lines at all. He's just setting his pace, setting his card up where he wants it to run, and saying to both Horsley and Payne, if you want to get past me, you have to drive around the outside of me because I'm running my line. And he's not getting phased. Horsley again looks to the inside, heading up the back straight. Kibaki and Horsley in a great battle here, and Jared Payne, he looks like he is just biding his time. As 3 laps to go now. And now Jared Payne looks like he's decided that it's time to go. And he's starting to soar across the back of the Horsley bumper now. So the 2 PCR carts in 2nd and 3rd, both looking for a way by the Sodi cart of Shane Kibaki. But at the moment, Kibaki hasn't put a wheel wrong. Coming off that top turn now. And Kibaki continues to lead. A 34.44. His last lap, a 34.56. So Kibaki's times, still a tenth of a second slower than Horsley's, but Horsley and Payne just can't find a way by. Again, Horsley goes to the inside. Kibaki maintains his line. And right now, he'd be just thinking, well, they've been trying. In fact, I think Payne has dropped his position here and losing ground. So Payne's not going to be a factor on this final lap. Horsley, he drops back through the S's. He'll be looking to try and get a better run, but he mucks up coming off the left-hander of the S's. So Kibaki now will have some breathing room. In fact, Horsley has given up second place as Jared Payne gets through. So Jared Payne up to second. Horsley back there in third as Shane Kibaki has driven a wonderful race, withstanding the pressure, and Kibaki takes the victory. Payne home in second. Third place is Horsley. Then it's back to Noon. Pangalis is the next car through in the arrow. Then it's Carpenter and Shepherd Ashby who round out the running. Some good driving there from Shane Kibaki, who has taken the pole position for the final in restricted light. Restricted heavy. Clubman Heavy and Clubman Light are up next, along with Senior National Lights. It's quite a mixed bag in Restricted Heavy this weekend. Looking at the field for this Restricted Heavy, Clubman and National Battle, Jeffrey Bell will start from the pole. Matthew Maloney in the 26, Lance Horn in the 49, James Ordish in the 17, Tane Ether in the 68. Ether and Ordish had a number of battles throughout yesterday's racing. The 77 of Michael Simpson, the 86 is Daniel Cataldi, Brennan Shays in the 10, Mitchell Fredericks in the 78, Gary Cozzi in the 89 there. The Clubman drivers are the Shea and Durden. Riley Durden is a P plater, starts out of 11. Fredericks and Cozzi are in the national carts. So he gets it and racing. Good even start there. Off the outside of the front row, Maloney got the advantage, but Bell will have the inside run into turn one. They're side by side towards turn two. Maloney finally gets himself into second position now as Lance Horn is back there in third, and then it's Ordish in the 17 card who's got himself into fourth. Still trying to sort themselves out as they head up the back straight now. As your leader, Jeffrey Bell, heads around the top of the circuit.
Thank you.
Bell, Maloney, Horn, Ordish. Then it's Ether, Simpson, Cataldi, Shea, Fredericks, Cozzi and Durden. In fact, Cozzi ahead of Fredericks after lap number one. So as the leaders head up, Jeffrey Bell yesterday, three wins from three starts. Maloney, three second place finishes from three starts. And Lance Horn, a DNF in heat one, but then with two second place finishes. The race leader across the start finish line, Jeffrey Bell. Matthew Maloney in the 26. Horn is in the 49, running in third. They're all spread out around the circuit now. Ordish and Ether together on the racetrack. So that's been a battle we've seen right throughout the weekend. And Cataldi's in there as well. Daniel Cataldi was at the South Pacific titles 2 weeks ago, still on his P plates. So he used that meeting to finish off his P-plate running from memory, and that has now seen him racing this weekend as a full license holder. And he's getting in amongst it here. Brennan Shea in the 10 cart, just trying to make a move now on Michael Simpson. So Shea, Simpson, Durden up with him, as Fredericks and Cozzi have swapped positions as well. Cozzi now just adjusting the carburetor, trying to get some performance back on that card as we still have 15 laps. In fact, it'll be less than that when the leaders come past next time. It'll be 13. Jeffrey Bell looking over his shoulder. Of course, yesterday we had the restricted lights and heavies racing in one class, which certainly made for some interesting battles as they came up on some of the slower carts, working them way through the traffic, and challenging situation, particularly when you have a huge closing speed. It's one of those situations that we see in some of the GT racing and various production car races, where you have different classes together, and the leaders who are running for outright glory have got significant closing speeds on some of the slower cars in the field, and they really have to learn how to use that cart to get through the back markers as quickly as possible. So the 44 is Jeffrey Bell, 26 Matthew Maloney, they're your leaders. Bell and Maloney are heading onto the back straight now. Horn has been caught by Tane Ether. in the 68 cart. So Ether now looking to try and make a move off the inside of the top turn. Horn holds on. But Ether was definitely in there. Just couldn't quite get the power down quickly enough to make the pass. So Horn and Ether. Ether again thought about an inside move into turn one. Completely missed the apex there. And Ether's going to give Ordish a chance to catch up on him now as he continues his battle with Lance Horn. Lance Horn, a DNF in heat number one with Tane Ether. Those two, late in the race, I think it was the last lap from memory, spinning going into the pit turn, and Ether went to the outside, and of course, if you imagine the cart spinning to the outside of the track, Ether picked the outside of the track to try and make the pass on him, and he ended up in the gravel trap as well. So Ether now up the inside of Horn to take third position. And Tane Ether in the 68 is your new third place runner. Now, can he kick away from Lance Horn? Ordish in the 17. Well, he hasn't caught up as well as he would have liked on the back of that battle whilst they were going side by side. So the 78 of Fredrickson, the 89 of Gary Cozzi have got Bell in the 44 closing in. So the blue flag out now as this Nationals battle continues on. And they'll have the 44 of Jeffrey Bell closing in on them. So Bell now right onto the back of Fredericks. And Cozzi, he makes the pass going into the pit turn. Fredericks gets wide here. That's going to cost him on the run down the straight. As Maloney throws and makes it three wide. Cozzi follows up the inside of Fredericks and gets the spot. So there might be a lap down, the two national drivers now, Fredericks and Cozzi, but they're having a great battle. And Cozzi has used that back marker, used that leader to his advantage to dive through the hole. And he's now trying to skip away at the front of the field. The next cart they'll catch, this is the leaders of Jeffrey Bell and Matthew Maloney, is the 11P of Riley Durden. So as Bell works his way across the start-finish line, Tane Ether and Lance Horn are now on the back of Cozzi, who gets out of their way best he can going into the S's. Ordish will catch him coming out of the S's and up over the rise, but good driving there from Cozzi. Just kept his line, didn't muck around at all, just kept his line and drove away quite nicely there. So as the leader now, across the line with six laps left to run. Lap number 12 in the book. And he's coming up on the 11 of Durden, who looks over his shoulder. He's looking best he can to find make sure he keeps his eyes on when the leader was approaching. So he stayed well out of the way. As Bell, Maloney, Ether, Horn, Ordish, Cataldi, Simpson, Shea, your running order. So Maloney really has no answer for Jeffrey Bell here. He's 2.1 seconds down. Oh, as Durden almost spins it out in front of Maloney going into the S's. So Maloney has been balked quite badly here. Durden trying to stay out of the way of Matthew Maloney in the 28, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. And it has just given a slightly bigger gap to Jeffrey Bell out in front. He'll be out to almost a 4 second lead now. So 4.3 seconds the gap. As we've got more battling going on, Tane Ether, Lance Horn, and then we've got Ordish, Simpson and Shea. So Simpson and Shea continuing their battle. Simpson running in the restricted, and Shea running in the clubman. So with three laps left to go, just a reminder, the officials will have a short break after the rookies pre-final before we head into the finals. So there will be a short break. Plenty of food available from the canteen during that break as the pre-finals will come to a close at the end of the rookies, which is the next race out, which will be in two laps time. Your leader heads across the line now. Jeffrey Bell, fastest lap of the race at 34.851. His last lap at 34.977. Matthew Maloney's fastest lap at 34.93. His last lap at 35.34. Tane Ether, 2.4 seconds back, does look like he's closing in on Maloney, who's perhaps put the cue in the rack, realising that he's not going to get back to the back bumper of Jeffrey Bell, and has summed up the situation. Simpson and Shea side by side once again. Simpson will have the run up the hill with the more powerful 125 restricted engine, but it is Shea in the Clubman that gets the power down better through the corners and is keeping himself in the battle there. It's been a good battle right throughout the 77 and the 10. And that was Durden having a spin there as the checkered flag is at the ready. The race winner is Jeffrey Bell. He backs it off there. Maloney comes home in second. Neither third. Then it's Horn, further back then 17 of Ordish. Then this battle between the 77 of Simpson and Shea. It comes to a conclusion with Simpson holding off Shea at the line. There was only 0.178 of a second between the two. Now Durden should hang on here and finish ahead. No, Durden's pulled his card off the circuit. So the 78... So Gary Cozzi finishes in ninth. Fredericks finishes in eighth, and ninth is Gary Cozzi. So for Durden and Cataldi, they unfortunately had DNFs in this pre-final. So the rookies are up next. The rookies and then a lunch break here at the Canberra Cup of 2014, the final round of the club championship, and it's brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. So we have Fripps in the 75, the 13's Lofts, the 37 is Turney, with him is the 47 of Thomas Sargent, the 7 of Angus Wallace, the 61 of Casey Cleaver, the 18 of Jessica Morris, the 77 of William Granger, the 65 of Noah Sands. Jake Bullman's in the 73, and the 14 is Jason French. So we get set for a start this time by Fripp and Lofts on the front row. Great start that time. Immediately Sargent goes to the middle of the front row and he leads them into turn number one. So Sargent, who's been almost a second quicker than the field, had a problem in qualifying in the heat races, had to start from the back end of the pack and was able to pick up two race wins after being disqualified in heat number two, which is why he started out of position number four. Rowan Fripp, the pole sitter, had had a win and two second place finishes. And currently he sits in third place because Anthony Lofts in the 13 has made a great start there and got himself up to second. So the battle is Fripp and Turney in the 37. Then it's Angus Wallace. Behind him is Casey Cleaver in the 61. That cart looks like it's got a bit more get up and go today. William Granger's in the 77. Bullman's in the 73. Sands is in the 65. Morris in the 18. And the 14 is Jason French. So as they come across the start-finish line, it's Thomas Sargent that leads the way. He's just put in a lap, a 37.8 second lap. Lofts, a 38.2. Turney, a 38 even. Fripp, Now back to fourth, a 38.9 as we have a spinner there. That's the Cleaver cart, number 61. So Cleaver there dropping to the back of the field after he was running in seventh place. The race leader is still Sergeant. 37.8, his last lap across the line this time, a 37.8 again. 37.9 this time for Lofts. Turney is 37.9 as well. Then Fripp, a 38.35. And he is falling back into the clutches now of the Wollongong driver in the Wallace Auto X-Force cart, the Arrow, number 7 of Angus Wallace. Granger in the 77 cart, Noah Sands, then it's Jessica Morris in the 18, Bullman's in the 73, as Jason French is ahead now of Casey Cleaver, who's recovering from that spin. So Thomas Sargent completes lap number 4 as the leader. Heads through the S's. Fripp seems to be holding off Wallace for the moment. Granger back there in the Power Kart Raceway 77. The Hutchinson and Pierce Deadly Kart from Griffiths of Noah Sands. He's been doing a lot of travelling lately as well, seeing him pop up at some of the big race meetings all around the state. Noah Sands in the 65. Great to have such a mix of carters here in the rookies this weekend. Drivers from Grenfell, Canberra, Wollongong, Griffith, Grenfell, Orange, Sapphire Coast. All part of this rookies battle. Thomas Sargent out to a 2.1 second lead as he's now down into the 37.76 is his best lap. He did a 37.79 on that last lap. Lofts the 38.3, so that's over a half a second faster. The state champion, Thomas Sargent, in that 47 cart. Lofts in the 13 doing a good job. Lofts in the heat race had a second, third and a fourth. Not in that order, but there are his results from the weekend so far. Turney in the 37. Another of the Wollongong drivers who's been travelling around a fair bit this season. In the John Turney Mechanical, number 37, Tony Cart, running in third place. Fripp now under all sorts of pressure from Wallace. In the 7, Rowan Fripp, the Auto Pro ACT car recyclers, Tony Cart. Really throwing that cart around now. As Wallace puts the pressure on. And he's got the 77 of Granger, the Power Kart Raceway cart, Arrow cart from Canberra, who's on his back bumper as well. Sands and Morris are having their own battle as they head around the top of the circuit. Well, Morris just tried to make a move then on Sands. She got her nose in under Sands, but just had to check up, and that's given Sands some breathing room as he comes across the line in that deadly cart. So the Hutchinson Pierce deadly number 65 from Griffiths. Noah Sands holding off 7th place from the 18 of Jessica Morris. So 2nd place, Lofts and Turney is heated up, with Turney now closing down on the back of Anthony Lofts in the 13. That's the Rudds cart, the Rudds Engineering Consultancy cart of Anthony Lofts, leading the way. Leading that battle in second. Turney in third. Now Granger has worked his way past Wallop and into Fripp. As we have a spinner there. And that is the 14 of Jason French. Now French had problems in qualifying as well. Those of you might remember that. In qualifying he had a spin as well. But just getting himself back onto the track, and the Sapphire Coast driver, whose sponsor is Dad, gets things fired up once again. So as this battle for second continues, it's Lofts and Turney. Granger has done a good job here. Granger getting through up into fourth position. Then it's Fripp, Wallace, Morris, Sands, Bullman, Cleaver and French. So Thomas Sargent across the start finish line now in the Tegra Esprit from Grenfell. Sargent and a 37.696. Turney up to second, making the pass on Lofts. So the John Turney mechanical cart from Wollongong, number 37. Now 5, almost 6 seconds behind Thomas Sargent. Anthony Lofts in the 13. Then it's Granger in the 77, who is pulling away from Fripp and Wallace, who continue to battle it out for fifth position. Race leader, Thomas Sargent, 6.4 seconds out in front now. Turney out to a 0.7 of a second advantage over Lofts. Granger, he in that power kart raceway car 77 is 2 seconds behind Lofts with just over a lap and a half to go now for your leader. In fact, might even be less than that as he's starting to get into the traffic. So, first cart he'll come to put a lap down will be the 14 of French. Thomas Sargent in the 47. The Tegra cart leading the way as he comes up onto the 14 now of Jason French. So the blue flag out for the 14. The white flag is for Thomas Sargent. Sargent leads the way. Turney, a great run there from Turney to get himself from third place to second. Getting past Lofts and Fripp as your race leader heads around the top of the circuit for the final time. Thomas Sargent will take the victory. A dominant display here. Thomas Sargent to the checkered flag. And Sargent takes the victory. Turney comes home in second. Third place is Lofts. Granger is in fourth. Good drive by William Granger, who came out of eighth position. Angus Wallace in fifth. Fripp in sixth. Morris in seventh. Sands in eighth. And then it's the 73 of Bullman and Cleaver. They are separated by just 0.2 of a second across the line. Jason French, one lap down. So the rookies, pre-final in the books. We'll be back with all the finals action after a short lunch break. About 20 minutes the officials will have to have some lunch and we'll get the grid set for the finals. So you'll be able to check the grid sheets at the end of the lunch break. They should be up by then. Till then, plenty of great food on at the canteen on this beautiful rock-solid concreting Canberra Cup final day.